So it's all done from here, you see. Usually lots of things are done from there, but we're doing it all from here for the time being. So just to start our service this morning, I'm going to read a scripture from 2 Corinthians 6 in a moment. But just want to tell you a little story. The last 3 days, bless her, my sister has wanted to treat me to go walking in Wales. And so the pair of us went to Wales on Thursday. And the idea was to go to the Mac Loop. I don't know if you've heard of the Mac Loop. It's a series of valleys in Wales near Barmouth where the RAF jets come and fly through the valley, very low level. It's very, if you're into that kind of thing, which we are, I guess, it's quite an exciting experience. And so we've been checked. We booked the hotel for the 2 nights because it's a long drive. And checked that they were supposed to be flying, which they were supposed to be flying. And then, of course, we looked at the weather forecast. Well, of course, you have to plan these things ahead, taking time off work, etc. And, of course, we booked possibly the worst day of the summer that you could possibly book weather-wise. The forecast was the residue of, is it Storm Ellen, that was coming up the west side of the country. It probably was lovely and sunny here, I would imagine, on Friday, but it wasn't quite like that where we were. Anyway, we said, well, we're just going to do it anyway, you know. So we did. We arrived there mid to late morning and kitted ourselves up and decided, right, we're just going to go. And so we started the climb. It's not a big climb by any means, but we set off. And it was raining, and then the 60 mile an hour winds blew in, and it was fun climbing a Welsh mountain in 60 mile an hour winds in horizontal rain. I've learned my waterproof boots. They say waterproof on the side. Well, they're lying. And I sent a video to Karen and Chris and Ivan of me wringing out my socks after we got to where we were going. But I learned a lesson that you don't set up a tent on a mountainside in Wales in 60 mile an hour winds. Because that's what we tried to do. Jack thought, we'll bring a tent and then we can shelter from the worst of the rain, you see. So I said, yeah, okay, that's a good idea. Well, we'll have a go, you know. So we did have a go, found a flattish spot and tried to put this tent up. You know, what a mistake. You don't put tents up in 60 mile an hour winds on a mountainside, okay. And in the end, we gave up, obviously. It was a bad idea. And in the end, there were no planes flying either, so that was, you know, but we had a good walk and we had a good day. But the lesson is, you don't try and put up a shelter in the middle of a storm. And that's what I thought. You know, the Lord is our shelter, isn't he? The Lord is our rock of refuge, a stronghold in the time of storm. The word of the Lord is a strong tower. If we wait until the storm is upon us, the worst of the storm, we will struggle to erect, if you like, or get into that shelter. But if we get into the shelter before the storm, if we're in the Lord before the worst of the persecution, the worst of the, you know, the attacks of the enemy come upon us, then that's a whole different game altogether. And I just thought that was a picture that we could share together. You don't try and put up a tent in the middle of a raging storm because it'll just blow it away. And it's the same for us. Now is the time. And so this was a scripture that I wanted to read. So from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, Paul quotes from Isaiah saying, "For he says, God says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now, behold, now is the day of salvation." And so now is the day of salvation. Now is the time for us to be drawing near to the Lord. You know, as a pastor, as we have been sharing many times, there is a storm coming. There is a big storm coming. And I'm talking about persecution, talking about the way society may change. Persecution is coming. We are promised persecution. And so as a body, we need to be learning how to get our tent up, so to speak. We need to be in the shelter of the Lord. We need to know what it is to be in the Lord, to be hiding ourselves in Him. He is our refuge. He's our rock of refuge. If we leave it till it's too late, well, it will be too late. So that's just a little picture I thought was worth sharing. It's not to make us feel glum. You know, I think most of us are aware hard times will come. Hard times will come for those who hold to Christ, those who want to take a stand for Christ. Indeed, they are already here in some ways. But let's make sure we know what it is to be in His shelter. We know what it is to be in the Lord. We know what it is to be taking refuge in Him. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that. We're going to have a time of thanksgiving again. I'm going to lead off with a song. But, you know, feel free. Please bring your prayers of thanks, prayers of praise, as you feel led in the Lord. If you have a scripture reading, then bring a scripture reading. During our time, we will have probably a couple of songs, but the songs are to help us. They're not to replace our bringing praise and our bringing of thanks. Okay, so we will stand and sing this song, but don't be thinking that it's something that I'm leading. This is for us. This is our congregational praise. As John said a few weeks ago when we first started meeting, I will praise Him in the congregation. This is for us to bring our praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. Amen. So, let's stand, shall we? Praise the Lord. Lord, we do give You thanks. We do give You thanks, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to give You the fruit of our lips as we come before You, as we worship You.